Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table.
A podcast where, unless we're fasting, we gonna eat.
Absolutely. I ate today.
Oh, good. As did I.
Oh, good.
Several times.
Good.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Cody.
And we're your friends.
That's true.
Bruh.
What's up, brother?
How you doing, my man?
You know what? I'm so good.
Same.
The Lord is good.
He is, ain't he?
He is. Food is good.
Ooh.
Hey!
Ooh, the table is good.
Oh, yes. Podcasting is fun.
Right.
Podcasting is good.
Ooh, my brother's good.
Ooh, my brother's good.
Hey!
Yes, wow. Lord.
This is going to be a good episode.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, absolutely.
As opposed to
what? Not uploading an episode? Okay, then. Whatever, dude. Sorry.
How you doing today, bro?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm also good.
Oh, good.
I'm glad we established
Yeah. But now that we've got that established.
Right. We are bringing you guys split topics again. I've brought a topic to the table. He's brought a topic to the table. And it's here ready for you, for your ears to feast upon.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I stand by that.
Yeah, I endorse this. Well, before we do that.
One's Gotta Go.
This week on One's Gotta Go.
Mm.
We haven't done one of these in a while.
We haven't. And I enjoy these. I do too. I really, really enjoy them.
I know we say that about all our segments. But
well, you know, we made them.
Right, right. we enjoy our segments.
Let's put in this segment that we don't like. And I will say, my least favorite, of course,
is Word of the
Word
Week.
Word of the Week. Because for reasons that I won't get into here today.
Well, we are not doing Word of the Week. Well, we're doing One's Gotta
God.
Go. And this week on One's Gotta Go, one of these things I'm about to list to you has to go.
Okay.
And these items are your car.
Oh.
Your phone.
Hmm.
Your debit card.
Ooh.
So here's the thing. And I mean, you're either not going to have a phone.
Yeah.
You're not going to have a car, or you're not going to have a debit card. Let me go out and get another one. Like, no.
You just don't have.
Right.
This.
You are doing cash transactions. You are either doing that or sending smoke signals or biking to work.
Two words, my dude. Apple Pay.
Let me modify this question. I mean, you are doing cash only transactions.
That's not what you said.
Well, that is what I'm modifying it to.
Okay, so basically, okay, I got you.
Yes, no electronic payments.
No electronic payments, no debit card.
Yes.
I either have to get rid of my car, my phone.
Or all
electronic payments.
You have cash only.
So if I get rid of my car, do I still have access to Sarah's car?
I will say yes.
Okay.
But Sarah also has to get to work, and she works much further away than you do.
Okay, I have my answer.
Okay.
I'm going to get rid of the debit card. And
okay.
Here's why. Because as a married man, my wife and I, what's mine is hers, what's hers is mine. For the most part.
So are you saying that you're going to get her to do all your online shopping?
I'm going to get her to present me with cash on a regular basis so that it's like I have a debit card. But
it's like your own
ATM. Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know what, babe? I'm getting low on cash over here. She's like going to the ATM. And, or I can go because I have my car. I just don't have her card.
Yeah.
So wait. Okay. Do I have access to her card? Or I just don't have my own? Because, I
keep forgetting you're married.
Well, you need to remember
this.
You have
two of these things in your life.
Yeah.
Cody, okay, this is for you and Sarah.
Okay.
You guys do not have access to debit cards, do not have access to cell phones, or do not have access to cars. Let's do it that way. Simple. There's no shortcuts. There's no loopholes. You are either smoke signaling or you are paying with cash.
There is a loophole.
Biking to work.
There is a loophole.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is. Would you like to know what it is?
Please tell me.
His name is Tyler. And he has a debit card.
Yeah, go ahead. Good luck using my debit card.
Okay, so realistically speaking, I think I got to get rid of the debit card. I got to just, because debit cards haven't always been here anyway.
Right.
There was a point in time in my life where I did not have a debit card. I lived this life.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go without my phone.
Yeah.
How do you guys go
without your vehicles.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not a possibility. But I can use my phone and use my car to make a living and then
yeah.
use cash to live that living.
Right. I agree with that. I mean, realistically speaking, it makes the most sense.
Yeah.
Unless you're like someone who works from home and then shops online all the time, that might be a hard decision.
That would be amazing. I want that so bad.
For me personally, like obviously I'm going to pick, you know, the cash only payments or whatever, but I would like to randomize it for myself. I would be willing to try to live without any one of these things. Like, it's one thing to willingly give up something, but to be forced, like, oh, don't have this now, I got to try to work around like that. That would be,
you sort of have in a way though.
Yeah, before.
Because you went for a while from a smartphone to a flip phone.
For a long period of time. Yeah. It was a couple months, wasn't it?
It was a lengthy period of time.
It was many months.
And it wasn't one of those things that you necessarily enjoyed, I think, but you did do it.
Yeah, I did. I survived.
Yeah.
I think, but on the other hand, I also had like an iPad Pro at the time too.
Yeah, you did.
So like everything I could do on my phone, I did on my iPad.
And all of its curved glory.
Oh, Lord. Oh, man. I had left my iPad Pro in the sun in my car and it warped it.
It warped it, bro.
It warped it.
You know who's got one warped worse than yours was, though?
You told me about it, but I forgot.
Brother Sam Emery.
Really?
When he came and preached at our church, he laid that iPad on the pulpit.
Yeah.
And I was blown away.
Ooh-wee.
I was like, that thing is like, it's like one of them curved Samsung TVs. Like, it is just like the back of it was not touching the pulpit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I had that. And then, for a while I had just my little flip phone. And for a while I just did cash transactions anyway. Like, I would, even if my checks were direct deposited, I would withdraw cash and use it that way just because I like to physically see how much money I had left and using apps were not in my arsenal at the time. Like, I did not, I guess I just didn't have the mental capacity to use a banking app. I always forgot my password too. So,
that's a whole nother conversation.
Right. We don't have time for that in this episode.
That may be one of my topics one day.
This episode, we're going to move on to something different. And you know what? I'm going to go first today. The topic that I'm bringing today is kind of pandemic related because it's still, you know, it's still going on.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I kind of wanted to talk about hobbies today.
Okay.
I know we've talked about it before. Right. We've talked about it with our New Year's goals and things like that, but I want to go through a list of hobbies. I don't know how long or short this will be, but I want to go through it and talk about my experience with them. And if you feel like trying these hobbies, feel free to go do that. But I'm going to go over hobbies that I've tried. Cody, if you've tried any of these, please feel free to jump in and give your thoughts on honest thoughts, because we need both sides of the coin here. Because you know me, low standards
period.
For a lot of stuff.
You know me. Right, period.
You know me. All right. So we're just diving in. The first hobby I want to go over is disc golf.
Disc golf.
We both have partaken in this.
Yes,
we've talked about it before on a previous episode. But disc golf in regards to the pandemic is good because you can do it by yourself.
Yeah.
It is inexpensive. It is out in nature, away from, you know, people. And it's a good way to be active. So I endorse this as a hobby, as a pandemic hobby.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's relaxing, you know? Like,
yeah.
You could just, like, there's nothing like just going out into the woods, having a purpose, getting a light exercise in, and like going about your day, you know? I see no reason to not do it.
There's no reason
not
to do it. Yeah. Because there's nothing. This is one of the few areas in life that the pandemic doesn't necessarily have to, interfere with.
Right. Well, even still, like, I think they have a disc golfing network. Like, they have a whole, it's like the golf channel, but for disc golf.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
Yeah. Yeah. I follow them on Instagram and they, I think they're having competitions, but they're, because it's throwing discs, they're able to be socially distanced and do it safely. So, and they're outside.
And it's that, again, it's probably one of the few areas in life where you're good to just continue the way as you were, you know?
Yeah. They're not a sponsor, but you could be. There's an app called UDisc that shows all local disc golf courses, and you may have some in your area. Who knows? Check it out. They're very free.
Oh, good.
To go check out, and you just show up, and you just throw a disc.
I want to go, and I've told you this before, I want to go disc golfing, and I want to take a pack of tortillas and let that be the discs.
Jeez.
Well, and it's a double purpose because if we get hungry,
boom,
there you
go. Pack of tortillas. I have a pack of tortillas in my house.
I wish there was a pack of tortillas in this room just because.
Just because. Yeah, just on display.
Yeah, just to have. That's like part of our, just us, you know.
Right. Because
we're like building this, like this
on
little,
brand.
Yeah, like we're building this little studio. We're slowly filling it with things that right. are like us.
Cultivating and, a brand.
Yeah, so it's like tortillas.
Tortillas.
Tortillas in a shadow box.
Yes.
That'd be
yes.
great.
That sounds ideal. Next hobby, painting.
Interesting.
I have tried paint. Look, first, obviously, everybody's painted. Like, as a kid, you've finger painted or just...
In some way or another,
yeah,
you've painted. Whether it was allowed or not.
Right. I recently did a Bob Ross painting tutorial.
Yeah, you did.
A couple times last year. And I really, really enjoyed it. I've never been much of a painter. I don't have the ability to do so. But through Christ, all things are possible. And I did a Bob Ross painting tutorial. I recommend this because it's easy. Like, to first of all, it's fun to follow a Bob Ross tutorial. It's Bob Ross.
Yeah.
But you can get like a pack of canvases, a brush, and some like acrylic or oil paints from Ross for like $15. Like, you have like a big pack of canvases and stuff. Like,
from Ross?
Exactly. Well, that's where I go because that's like they have... Oh, wow. See,
it's meant to be.
It's all working out.
You know what I'm saying? It's great.
you can't tell me. My God's not real. Hey. But yes, Cody, have you painted?
I have not done it in the way that you and Sarah did because it's not even like whenever I was in school, I used to draw a lot.
Yeah.
I used to draw like just random stuff. I draw like anime characters
right.
and stuff like that. But as far as like what y'all have done and no, I haven't.
Well, that was my first time doing
there
that.
There was one, I take that back. There's one time that me and Sarah went to this place in Hattiesburg. I forget what it's called, but it's one of those paint studio things
yeah.
where, like you go in.
Y'all done that?
We did that.
Wow.
It was us and one other couple.
How did that go?
It went good. Like our creations turned out the way they were supposed to.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things where it's like, I had a good time because I was with Sarah, not because of like
what you were doing.
Yeah. Like,
and that's what I was going to say. I have not done a Bob Ross painting tutorial by myself.
Yeah.
Because I'm not like a big painter. Like, this is not one that I would recommend alone. This is one that I would recommend with like a family member or a friend or something like that. Or
perhaps even a group.
Well, a safe group.
Right. Free of judgment.
Right. But this is definitely a fun group activity if you guys want something different to do outside of what you normally do, you know,
yeah.
like you can, it's just because you're laughing, you're cutting up. Obviously you're not going to be as fast as Bob Ross or as talented. So
he makes it look so effortless.
He makes it look so effortless. But in doing that, like you get to laugh at yourself a little bit. Like,
yeah.
Like don't go into it expecting to come out with a piece of work. Now you may be that talented,
right?
More power to you. Go for it.
Absolutely.
I personally don't know a lot of people that are that talented. So it's really fun to do with those very low expectations
yeah.
of the outcome. Moving on to our next hobby, reading.
Ooh, it's interesting you bring this up.
Really?
Yeah. I'm starting a new morning routine tomorrow.
Okay.
Literally tomorrow. And I'm not going to go into every aspect of it because some of it's like spiritual stuff.
Right.
But one of those things is... I have a book that is a spiritual book.
Yeah.
It's not the Bible, but I'm going to start that book tomorrow morning and just see how that goes. Because typically,
I feel that.
Like, I read because I know that you must read.
Right.
I don't really enjoy reading.
Right.
You know, my mind travels.
Right.
Just even, and you know how it is, even when you're reading the Bible sometimes, it's like you're reading, but you're kind of like,
yeah.
You before you know it, you can find yourself over there, and you're not supposed to be over there. You're supposed to be right here.
You're right.
And I just never did. Like, even in school, man, I had like two or three books that I liked, but I really want to develop a muscle in that area of like,
yeah.
Look, I'm going to read this. I'm going to highlight stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take some notes because there's like, I've read books before where it's like, well, I have to read these.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. And that's why like I'm choosing to do this. I felt like it's something I just need to start doing.
So I agree. Like I definitely, this is something that I wanted to start doing more of outside of the Bible
yeah.
More of this year. And what? But what's crazy for me is that I used to be a huge reader.
Yeah,
I had a big, big bookshelf packed with books. Now this is when I was like middle school, I would say up until about high school, I would actually get books in a store and have them almost finished before I got home. Like, because I would spend time on the floor in the grocery store or whatever, like at Walmart where they had the book section.
Yeah.
Sitting there reading while my family goes grocery shopping. They'll come back and come get me, and then they'll let me buy the book, and I'll almost be done with it before we even leave.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, sorry, guys. What a loser. I made the mistake of telling them one time, and they got mad at me for obvious reasons.
Right.
Like, but even we talked about previously, that I had done, like in Books a Million, that I had sat down and I would spend so much time just reading and reading and reading. And that was like that all throughout my childhood up until about when I got, I think it was when I started getting video games.
Yeah.
I started spending more time with
that. I'm not going to read. I'm going to watch this.
Right. Exactly. Well, then like I would find myself like at this age, looking back, like what happened? Like I had a ton of books I was just like loved. So I've gotten to where I've established a collection of some books that I plan on reading. I'm following some people that are also making that their goal this year and getting some book recommendations from them. One thing that I've enjoyed is that this is something you can do alone, especially through the pandemic, especially if you have a very relaxing place to read. I choose my hammock outside.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very nice time. But there, you can also make this a quote unquote group activity. I've had one or two friends give me a book or let me borrow a book to read. And then we talk about it afterwards. It's not like a book club, but they're just like one of my thoughts on it.
Yeah.
But even still, like that was just like really fun to be able to talk to somebody like, yeah, I read this and this is what I thought about this. Almost like we had watched a movie, you know,
yeah,
and given our thoughts on it. It's nice that you could do that with the book too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and those are more open to interpretation because you can't physically see, like you both can imagine something entirely different when reading that. So I definitely recommend that as a group or a single person activity.
Theater of the mind.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what books I used to read in school?
Hardy Boys.
No,
I did.
I never got into those. Those creepy Animorph books.
I loved those
books. To read those things and like I hit like a time there where like I really got into those.
Look, that story got deep, man. Some of it was scary.
Yeah, some of it was kind of scary. And it was
scary.
I kind of like got away from that.
I was like, ooh, let me close the book.
Yeah, let me just let me close the book and let it go away.
Right. I actually really enjoyed that series when I was younger.
Crazy times.
Wow, you know they made a TV series out of that?
I don't doubt it.
It was very poorly made.
Yeah, I don't even care to see it. I want to just leave that in my mind, you know.
Okay, moving forward. Another activity, another hobby per se. Let's go with the cooking one. You can do cooking. You can cook snacks. I'm talking about recreational cooking, not. Like
providing for your family.
Exactly. Like recreation. Like I found a couple, this is something I did last year. I found a couple recipes that I wanted to just try out. They weren't meals. They were like just little things here. Like I've tried cloud bread, like that little trend that was going around on the internet.
Yeah.
I did coffee jello. I did, I'd made egg rolls for the first time and that's not crazy, but like, I'd never done it.
Right.
And now it's like something that I make regularly. Wontons. I did that recently, you know, like if that's something that you enjoy, just look like what I do personally is I look up like 3-ingredient recipes. Like, I don't like the recipes. That's like, okay, you need a cup of this, a teaspoon of this, a tablespoon of
so
that.
So you're not a baker.
No,
you don't like baking.
No,
there's a lot of that.
Yeah. Like I'm very much you take some chicken,
yeah,
add some cheese, you wrap it in this pastry, and then you go about your day.
Sweet.
But like that's one hobby that you could check out. It can be as expensive or inexpensive as you want, depending on what you're trying to make. Actually, you know, before we move on, Cody, what is your experience with cooking?
I dislike it with a burning passion. I have no desire to do it. Like, look, I've done it before, and there are certain things that I can do. Like, of course, I can grill.
Yeah.
I can put stuff in the air fryer. I do not enjoy it. I don't like the process of doing it. I don't find it relaxing. And the cleanup is just a whole nother thing. Now, the one thing I do enjoy is, well, getting to eat what you cook. You know, like the payoff. It's like, okay,
the fruits of your labor.
Yeah, the fruits of the labor is like, pun intended. Right, we're finally here. And Sarah, bless her heart, she has so much faith in me. She'll
like, you can do
she'll
it.
She'll come across these recipes of like, in it, I mean, in all fairness, they really are relatively simple things.
Yeah.
But she'll be like, you can make that, bae. And I'm like, mm-mm. She's mm-mm. like, yeah, all you have to do is X, Y, Z,
and
A, B, C, D.
It's like a foreign language.
Yeah, and I'm just like, or.
You know, I got the Domino's app yeah, right here on my phone like, looking just, at me.
You know, and I get, like, thank God for people that cook. And I love to watch certain, like, binging with Babish on YouTube. I love to watch certain things like that. But I just, I don't want to do it, man.
I feel that.
You know what I'm saying?
So I feel that.
It's just where I'm at.
I understand that. Yeah. Another hobby you can try. This may be difficult to do by yourself because it's a board game. Board games in general.
Yeah.
I don't recommend this as a solo activity.
Definitely not.
But it is a nice, there was a season of our lives last year where we played board games relatively frequently. And we, it was a nice respite from just sitting in front of the TV, you know?
Yeah.
Because like, we definitely had fun. We definitely cut up. We definitely laughed, enjoyed each other's company. And we also stimulated our minds.
If you can call it that.
Depending on the board game. Like
is Yahtzee a board game?
I was going to say it depended if it was categories or Clue.
Yeah.
But Yahtzee, we just kind of, it's kind of semi-strategy.
I mean, it's basically the same concept. You're all around a table
right,
like playing a game.
Well, you got to decide which numbers go best where. So
well, like, I mean, the way you play it is definitely unique, but the concept is like the same.
Luck, yeah.
It's like, hey, there's this game. We're going to get together at the table and instead of around a console and a TV.
Exactly. Basically. Moving on to another one, hiking. This is basically It's disc golf without the discs. You're just walking in nature.
Without the fun.
Stop it. I had a good time when I went hiking last year.
Mm.
It's great. Depends on where you go hiking. You see pretty sights and stuff like that. But as some would argue, you can Google and see those things.
Boo.
It's a nice relaxing time, especially if you do take a portable hammock or something and can just wrap it around a tree or two and just chill for a little while. You have the nice... Did I say tree for a little while or did I say chill for a little while?
I'm really not sure what you said. I'm kind of like trying to go back to
trill.
Someone let us know on our Instagram what he said.
Yeah, tweet us.
Right, tweet us and let us know with all your complaints.
You can chill for a little while with some trees. Have a good time, you know?
See, and I'm not even going to voice my stuff on this one because I don't want to be a killjoy. That's exactly what would happen.
Well, see, and that's why I'm actually bringing it up because I'm asking your experience with these activities because they need to hear both sides of it. Because this is not a you should all go do these things. It's a here's my experience with these hobbies that I've accumulated during the pandemic. Here's Cody's experience with these hobbies.
All right, friend. Well, let me help you. If you hurt, don't go hiking.
Like, well, yeah, of course.
If your feet hurt or if you've got like a injury, like I have the ankle injury going on.
Yeah.
If you don't like getting hot, if you don't like sweating.
It depends on when you go.
It depends on when you go. But then like, okay, so let's say you go hiking whenever it's not hot. Now, now you have that weird feeling of like you're breathing heavy, but it's cold. So like you feel like you're going to cough.
Yeah.
And if you cough that nowadays, you may get arrested.
Stop
so
it.
It's like... So you have to be careful not to do that. No,
SWAT team comes from the trees.
In all seriousness, the thought of like, you know what? Let's go for a hike. Let's go find some happy little trees and put a hammock on there. Tyler, I would do that and then be laying there and be like, what am I doing? Like, who do I think I am? Snow White? I'm out here laying in the wilderness on a man-made blanket that I tie between these trees when I could be at my house chilling and whatnot. I just can't, bro. Like, it's a beautiful thought. I'm happy for whoever wants to do it. Not for you, boy. It's just not for me.
Well, there you have it, folks. And that actually brings me to my next
hobby. I wasn't unclear.
No. No, you made it very clear. But that brings me to my next hobby, binge watching.
Mm.
When I was doing my research, it came to my attention that this is indeed a hobby. This is something that people willingly and intentionally partake in to pass time.
Yeah, they do. I don't know how I feel about it.
Here's the thing. For me, here's my experience with it. 9 times out of 10, it's intentional. It's unintentional.
Yeah.
Like I started and I'm like, oops, I finished 2 seasons of 22 episodes each an hour long.
And isn't that like one of the worst feelings of like when you realize what you've done?
Yes, because that time is gone.
It's gone, man.
And that free time that we so rarely get.
And what did you do with
it? It's gone. What now?
You sat there.
You've absorbed that information.
Here's the thing.
What do?
I have done this in the past.
Same.
I have been a part of watching shows that I would just binge. Like, I'm talking about like before me and Sarah got married. Yeah. You know? I went to the old FYE. You remember that?
Yes.
In the mall.
Oh, man.
And I would.
Flashback.
I would find a.
Nostalgic, even.
Right. I would find a show that I like, and I would go get the seasons of the show. And I would just get down.
Yeah.
I would
absolutely.
Just binge, like, for hours and hours and hours. And I would drink Mountain Dew and eat pizza, and I'm chilling. And then it's like, before you know it, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, I got to kind of go to work tomorrow, but am I going to call in? Yep. Because I stayed
definitely.
Up all night binging. But what am I going to do tomorrow? Am I going to do the things that I should have been doing? Nope. I'm going to binge some more.
Here's the thing.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Man.
There's been some nights where I'm like, okay, I'm going to like binge that, quote unquote, binge that X-Men series or whatever, and I'll sit down and I'll start trying to watch the movies until I get tired and fall asleep or whatever. If I'm intentionally doing that, that's one thing. I have set, these are my plans. This is what I'm going to accomplish. I can live with that. I can deal with that. I have set time aside for that. But whenever I have an off day, on like a, let's say I take off a week for vacation or whatever, like I do.
Yeah.
And I spend one of those days starting to watch a show that I want to watch. And next thing I know, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon and I started at like 9 a.m. I am the most miserable I've ever been in my life.
Yep.
I'm like, I was off all day and I spent it.
I did nothing.
I did nothing productive. I did not relax because this was a very stressful TV show.
Right.
And now what? I have not learned anything. I've learned a plot to this series
that you're going to forget next week.
And what is that going to benefit me? How is that going to help me in society?
You're not studying for a class where you need to know this. And you know what really makes it worse? Take away, like, think about you're sitting there, you're binging. Maybe you're eating, whatever you do. Now, take away the element of the entertainment. And what are you actually doing? You're sitting in one spot and you're staring in one direction.
Into nothing.
In the same room. And you may even like do a little rotating here and there because you're getting a little sore. But that makes me sad. Like the thought of that. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I get home from work. We're eating dinner. I like a good, you know, maybe an episode
YouTube
or two
or
a YouTube video or whatever. But I do not. And here's the thing.
Before you go further, if you guys binge, more power to you. I've done it. We've all done it. We're just talking about how it personally makes us feel.
Well, seeing like my personal position, my makeup is, yes, let me binge all the things. Like,
yeah.
Whenever, because before we got, me and Sarah got married, like I said, I would do this. Is it disposition? Like,
yeah.
Is just by default. I'm a binger. I will binge, and that's the problem. That's why I can't allow myself to do it because I will sit there and just binge. I can't do that because I feel so
useless.
Yeah,
almost.
It's like, man, well, I did nothing today.
Exactly.
I was not productive. I worked all week to get to this Saturday, and then what did I do? You know?
Exactly. It's gone.
It's gone. And you can't get it back.
And then Sunday, like, we have church all day, which is great. I love going to the house of the Lord, but we're not. We're not in our homes.
Yeah.
Like that's we are going to minister and be ministered to. Whereas Saturdays, when we could have spent that time laying before the right, Lord.
Doing something like resting, perhaps.
Yeah.
Because Sunday is productive. Sunday is like one of our busiest days.
Right.
You know, like we're pretty tied up all Sunday long. So,
which is great.
Yeah, I'm not complaining about that.
As a result, our Saturdays do hold a higher regard in our
they're, you know, super valuable
in our lives. Yeah. Saturdays and then when it's valuable. Spent watching a series.
No.
Like, unintentionally, and then you, like, you've wasted hours upon hours. You're like, oh, no. Yeah. You can still do it, though, if you pass the time and you're looking for a hobby.
Well, no, but it's like, you see, you made the critical distinction. If you have scheduled me time,
yeah,
and you choose to do that.
I am intentionally going to do
this. That's one thing. But but I think we've made it pretty clear that whenever the day just gets away from you and you didn't intend it to, That doesn't feel good. We're not judging you if you
binge. We're not judging you, period. Yeah, but we're at just all. Talking about our experience with it. So yeah, I still I understand. Like, some people have been at home ever since quarantine started.
Can't
so
relate.
There's only so much that you can do. You know, I'm gonna go ahead and list off some of these other ones. That way we can move on. But listening to podcasts,
yes.
Listening to music,
mm-hmm.
Practice like.
Practice fidgeting.
Get a fidget spinner. Yeah. No, I was going to say, like, messing around with your computer, maybe try some, like, not necessarily graphic design, but like, see what kind of stuff you can make with your computer. See what kind of stuff's out there for free. Like, can you make a meme? Yeah. There you go. Make memes. That's my, I'm a meme creator.
That's what I do.
Collect things.
Yeah.
I have a couple things that I collect, and it brings me nice little joy. And it's nothing like happy I collect joy. Rolex watches. No, it's like stickers and stuff like that.
I said happy little joy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't know you were going to tell them about your Rolex collection.
No.
I thought that was something we were going to keep to ourselves and take to our graves.
The secret's out now.
Yeah. It'd be like that.
Yes, it do. More often than not.
Right.
You can collect Rolex watches if you want, if that's your thing, like me. Right. Or you can go camping. We're not going to stay on that one long.
Good.
You can create music. Mm-hmm. And another one that I have on here, weightlifting, which is a fun, very enjoyable hobby for some people.
Yeah.
But yeah, any
so
of
I've
these,
heard.
Right. Any of these hobbies listed, feel free to go check out. We've given you our experiences on most of them, you know.
Especially the...
Our good and the bad.
The hiking.
Boo. Bro, that's all I got, man. I just kind of wanted to share that with everybody.
Well, you mentioned binging.
Yes.
And you mentioned, you know, we went into a lot of detail about the shame, you know, of what it is that we don't like it whenever we waste the time and stuff.
Right.
It kind of leads into my topic.
Okay.
Which is embarrassment.
Oh, my.
I want to talk about embarrassment. The emotion of being embarrassed.
Ourselves or secondhand embarrassment or both?
Just first of all, just the emotion of embarrassment. Isn't it just the worst?
Unpleasant.
And I'm not talking about like, oh, that's unfortunate, then you get over it. I'm talking about like you are genuinely like embarrassed, you're flustered, you know, that feeling.
Yeah.
I kind of want to talk about like when you don't have to like embarrass yourself now if you choose not
good.
To. Yeah. But like when was one time
I feel where, like that ship has sailed on the show, Cody.
It's okay, man. You got a pink hat.
Right.
We love you.
I love a pink hat.
We love you. You like hiking.
That's true.
It's okay. When was the one time where you were just like, man, this is like probably my most embarrassing moment? Legitimately embarrassed. Not like, oh no, and then get over it. Like where you felt like I probably need to move.
There's been a couple, and I think I've talked about most of them on the show. Actually.
You probably have.
The pants ripping in second grade.
That was unfortunate.
That was very embarrassing for me, especially as a child.
Yeah.
The throwing up on a stranger on the airplane. That was less than ideal. That was pretty embarrassing. That's just, oh no.
There it is. There it is.
Oh, no, Cody, don't make me relive it.
You don't have to.
You were there for this one.
I was there? Oh, well, you got to tell it.
Oh, God.
I don't. What is it?
Oh, God.
Oh no, what is it?
Okay, so oh no, you're watching me relive it right now.
I'm seeing it happen. Oh, I wish this was a video podcast.
All right. Okay.
Well, I'm here for you, bro. Remember, the pink hat. You have a pink hat.
I'm not having a good time.
We love you, man.
Well, this happened recently.
Is it the one?
This happened last year.
Oh. What happened? Tell me. Tell us.
So, for those of you that don't know, you should probably all know by now. But if any of you are new listeners, hi. Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you for subscribing.
We're your friends.
I'm a piano player.
Yeah.
To some degree.
No, and, you are a piano player. Don't sell it short.
I play piano for the church sometimes.
Oh no.
You just remembered.
I did.
Oh gosh. Okay, so
it's okay.
Okay, I don't know if I can do it.
I'll do it. Okay, so Tyler, you just feel free to interject as you want to. Okay. So Tyler is on the keys, and
it's the end of service.
It's the very end of service. We're getting ready to have an altar call.
Altar call happened.
It
like there was a move of God happening, and we're like
true.
Transitioning to a different portion.
Okay, you're right. So I was a little bit, I wasn't that made it that far yet. So Tyler, he is playing the keys lightly, as you do. Our pastor, Tyler, you're going to have to tell it, bro. I can't. I'm going to feel like I'm being disrespectful if I tell it.
So I'm playing an instrumental. I probably see G A minor F.
Probably.
Like I do.
Yeah.
And he said, the pastor's like, let's sing this song.
And
it was How He Loves.
It was
right?
It was something that was How He Loves You and Me. It was an older song.
Hold up. Tyler heard How He Loves. So what Tyler did was he grabbed the iPad and put the chords up to How He Loves. Tyler began to play and then sing How He Loves.
Yeah.
That's how that went down, okay? And then we stopped and we're good. That's not what actually happened. He requested, like Cody said, a different song.
It was like a hymn.
How He Loves You and Me. I just turned 25. I've never heard the song a day in my life.
Wow.
So I was not expecting any other song other than the classic by Chris Tomlin? Is it Chris Tomlin or David Crowder?
Who? How He Loves?
How He Loves.
I think it's David Crowder.
And
I only acknowledge the Kim Walker version.
I didn't know she did a
version of Jesus
that.
Culture. Or what? Not, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, Jesus Culture, I think.
Well,
Kim Walker.
Apparently, it was even worse than I imagined.
Because
apparently, the pastor's wife, Sister Laura, love her.
She's great.
She is great. She had started singing prior to me playing and singing.
Well, and it was at his request because you wouldn't play the song.
Yeah.
So what's happening from our perspective is we heard him say, How He Loves
You and Me,
or You and I, or whatever it is.
I'm looking for the chords.
We see Tyler looking for the music, but pastor is kind of like
we're like, doing like, this now.
He's like kind of looking back, like, are you going to start? But also trying to like maintain the spirit of prayer and make sure everyone doesn't get distracted.
Oh,
so to try to fix this, he asked Sister Laura
to start
singing it a cappella, and we'll just sing it, which she does. Very shortly after that, Tyler starts playing How
the
He
David
Loves
Crowder
is
song.
Saying, he is jealous, or no, he loves us. You started singing the chorus while she was singing, and the congregation was singing a different song. Now, in your defense,
the whole congregation wasn't singing at that point. It wasn't that loud.
Well, I was going to say, in your defense, even with everything else going on, you had on
headphones
that you can't hear anything really but you.
Right, like, exactly.
So it was kind of...
It wasn't like a, it's my time to shine.
Yeah,
it wasn't like
that at all.
Yeah, I'm about to play what he requested and go about my life, And I thought I was doing what pastor advised.
And what was so bad is
we
were trying to like get your attention, like wave our hands or not like, hey, Tyler, like wave them way up high.
Like,
but I'm like kind of flicking my wrist a little bit like, hey.
But where you sit at versus.
You couldn't see it.
Yeah. And plus I'm like looking at the music and trying to sing.
And Sarah... Sarah looked over at me. She was like, oh, no. And I said, it's too late. We can't save him.
I was fine during service. It was after I had realized what happened.
Yeah,
I wanted to literally move continents. I wanted to change churches. I wanted to change my home address. And it wasn't like that big.
It wasn't a huge deal.
But it was the embarrassment that I felt when that happened.
And they both understood afterwards. Like, we explained it to both Pastor and Sister Laura, like, what had happened. And they were, like, super cool about it. They understood, and it was funny and this and that. But I knew, like, when it was happening, I was like, oh, no.
It's not a good
time. He's going to be so embarrassed, and I hate it so bad because I can't save him. I can't do anything, you know? Because if I would have been in the talk back, Mike, I could have been like, no, Tyler, don't play that, you know, or whatever.
Right.
And it just, it didn't know.
So that's the most embarrassing moment for me up to date. What about you, brother? Your turn.
You know, I thought about this, and I can't really, so here's the thing. For me, I don't really get embarrassed nearly as much or as easily as I used to. I used to be super insecure, used to be really, really self-conscious about everything.
Right.
And everything embarrassed me. Everything hurt my feelings. Everything made me sad. I'm not that way anymore.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, thank you, Lord. So when something embarrasses me, it's usually like kind of jarring to me. And it doesn't happen very often. But when it does, it's usually a scenario where like we are in front of people and someone who knows me closely says something that they think is funny or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, ooh. Now I want to just go away because that's embarrassing. But I can't act, I can't act like it's embarrassing because then it becomes awkward and I don't want to be that guy. And, you know, all these things start going through my mind. But
now when you say like in that kind of situation, are you saying embarrassing for you or you feel embarrassed for that person?
I feel embarrassed like me. I feel embarrassment. Feeling embarrassment for someone else is somewhat different.
Yeah. I get that whenever I watch TV shows.
Yeah. For me, it's like, I mean, it's just what it is there. Those people are being paid handsomely to do what they're doing.
Very true.
Anyway.
I mean, more so their characters. Anyway, continue. Yeah.
The thing is like, let's just say hypothetically, like, and this is not a thing. I'm having a hard time coming up with a scenario. Let's just say hypothetically, we're hanging out with friends. Something is said, and then you, Tyler, or person A is like, yeah, Cody knows all about that. You know, let's say someone talks about like losing their hair.
Yeah.
And then you say, yeah, Cody knows all about that. And I try to be like, oh, it's all good, fam. And then you say, well, that's not what you were saying yesterday. Like you were talking to me about how much it bothers you. It's like, yeah, when I did, really didn't expect you to bring it up here and now in front of these people in this context. Those situations, I'm like, okay, I want to go home. Like, I want to check out because now I'm like, I'm embarrassed. Wasn't planning on like, you know what I'm saying? Like I guess what I'm trying to say is
I understand that, but like, I feel like that would, for me personally, that would give me more of a feeling of like hurt or anger. Like because I think embarrassment comes from some like a mistake that you made, not something that you can't control. If it's something out of your control, it's not really anything to be embarrassed about. It's like, okay, well, this is like, I'm irritated that you're bringing this up because it's out of my control, or like that you think this XYZ because I can't control it. Like, that stinks. But I'm not embarrassed about it because it's not going to change.
It's true, but it's embarrassing because you brought it up. You know, like I'm aggravated because it's embarrassing. Like, I don't want to talk about it. If I wanted to talk about it, I would have talked about it. But you brought it up. Now I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of things. And that's a very vague, like, super weird scenario. But in like things like that have happened.
Yeah.
I've had one situation where someone thought it would be funny to point something out, and they did, thinking that it would be like, oh, we're friends, you know? You like guns. You like bows. You're good. And I'm just like, yeah, but that's like a sore spot in my life.
Yeah.
And I really wish you wouldn't have said anything, because now that you did, I'm like thinking about it and I'm embarrassed. Yeah. And again, it is kind of hard for me to verbally process it because it doesn't happen often. But when it does, Tyler, it is just like the worst.
Oh, yeah.
I would rather be.
I hate the feeling, because first of all, I turn red super fast.
Yeah.
And that's displeasing. And it's because it's so I get embarrassed and it's very obvious.
Yeah.
So like it's even harder to hide. So then I get even more embarrassed because then they're like, why are you turning red? And I'm like, oh, here I go.
Right.
You know, bloodshot. Yeah. Now.
I don't know if I do or not.
No.
I don't guess I do.
If you do, it's definitely not to a noticeable degree.
Well, that's comforting. But what does happen is like, I shut down. I'm like, I don't want to talk right now. I don't want to be around this scenario anymore.
I can pass for unbothered as far as my demeanor goes in regards to being embarrassed and stuff. But my face and my complexion gives it away. Because like I said, I get red super fast. So even if I'm just like, oh, you know, whatever, like my redness will tell otherwise.
Yeah.
But I've also gotten to the point where I only really get embarrassed about mistakes that are made, not really things that are out of my control. You want to make a joke about my hair? Fine. You want to make a joke about my height? Fine. I mean, it's not very nice, but I'm not going to get embarrassed about it because what am I going to do?
I just think it depends on the scenario, and who's doing it, and like
right,
and it's
and
not,
how it's being done.
Yeah,
but like the mistake with the piano, I made a mistake. And it happened because I don't know if I just wasn't full, if I had my headphones on, like both of them on, because normally I try to take one off, or if I just didn't have him turned up enough in my headphones or what. Regardless, it was an avoidable mistake that caused that situation. So that's what led to the embarrassment for me. And I think that's the same for most situations in my life, like the throwing up thing. Like, I probably shouldn't have drank, like, 5 glasses of orange juice on a plane.
Well, you were also, like, 4.
I was, like, 11 or 12.
Yeah, but you were, like, 4.
Right. Oh, then, I'm like, in second grade, when I ripped my pants, I probably didn't have to run through the stairs and stuff. Like, obviously, I'm just a kid. But
yeah.
Stuff like that. Like, that's not fun.
and all that is valid. It's just, like, I guess what I'm... And again, I'm just verbally processing this. Yeah. I guess what I'm thinking of when I think of embarrassment is embarrassment as a literal whole adult. You know what I'm saying? Because like we all have moments like being a teenager is embarrassing. You know, like coming up, like everything is embarrassing. You don't want your parents talking to
Even
you.
Even the most random things.
Though. Yeah.
They're not seeing a meme on the internet, of course.
Well, of course. in the local newspaper,
I
saw a meme.
Right, it was Garfield.
Right.
It was talking about... You good?
Garfield was the original meme.
That's true. Probably.
Whoa, enlightenment has happened. Okay, sorry, you just caught me. I'll carry on, continue.
It was talking about things that are embarrassing for some reason, but really shouldn't be. And I had read through a bunch of those. I probably couldn't list them now because we don't talk outside the podcast, and I didn't know we were doing this tonight.
Right.
But just like random stuff that shouldn't be embarrassed that is, like walking back to your seat after you get done bowling. Like that awkward, like, okay, I'm done. How do I walk back? Like that shouldn't be embarrassing. You're just walking back, but there's that like...
There's that moment
that
of awkwardness.
Feeling,
yeah.
That awkward, yeah. I don't know why in that situation, because like I said, I can feel embarrassed whenever I've made a mistake and it was a boo-boo witnessed by many. I get embarrassed.
See,
something out of my control. Don't get embarrassed about, but walking back from bowling to my chair, why do I feel like,
I don't know if that, and it's interesting to hear your perspective on this because I don't know that it's so much like that moment. To me, that's not a moment of like embarrassment. That's like a moment of like, if anything,
self-conscious.
I'm a little self-conscious about how I may look doing this. Because first
I'm
of all,
walking,
because I'm wearing these bowling shoes that ain't mine.
Ooh.
I didn't necessarily dress to coordinate with these bowling
nope.
shoes. So there is a level of like self-conscious, and I think that's why some people try to compensate for that. Like they'll do the little hands up, or they'll do like a
little dance.
Yeah, a little dance to try to like
a little jig.
Let's take away from this feeling that I'm feeling because. Right. Usually, especially if you're Cody, when you get done bowling, people are not clapping because you did not do well. You did not do well. So you're like, okay, I'm just going to walk back and be like, this is what it is, you know?
Yeah,
and
it'd be like that.
And there's a lot of things where, bro, I just do not care. I'm not going to be embarrassed about this. It is what it is.
Yeah.
It's not what it's not. But, like, I don't know. I was thinking about it at work the other day.
Yeah.
We've we've discussed on here before, a lot of my topics come from me just being at work thinking. And I was like, man, I was thinking about a certain situation that I won't go into here, but I was like, man, that embarrassed me. And like, how weird, how strange to,
right,
to be embarrassed, you know, like that is one of the worst. Like I would rather be like super angry or sad than embarrassed.
Really?
Yes.
You think?
I know, because like, I don't like any of those emotions.
As somebody who has had to deal with a lot of anger, a lot of repressed anger, a lot of unexplained anger, like I do not enjoy that.
I don't either.
And I would rather be embarrassed, because at least being embarrassed doesn't really, and this is just me verbally processing, being embarrassed doesn't really hurt anybody besides yourself.
Yeah.
But like, whereas anger,
it doesn't have to hurt anybody.
Well, it very well, the likelihood of hurting somebody else is much higher than if I were embarrassed.
That's true, with that, but then that comes down to an issue of discipline,
right?
But well, as far
which is
as,
why I'd rather be embarrassed.
But you can be super. You can be like super mad and just be a person who's like, okay, everyone get away. I'm going to drive, and then I'm not mad anymore. But embarrassment is like, and this is just for me personally.
Yeah,
embarrassment is like, man, I got to start over. Like, I got to move somewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, it's like, and again,
people forget about it. Like, they go home, they go to bed, and it's done.
Yeah, and I understand that part of it, well, which is super helpful.
Yeah.
But it's just,
I don't
know,
about
man.
It from the other side, though. Because we've obviously seen other people be embarrassed by stuff, and we're like, oh, yeah. Like you said, they're like, you. Whenever I made that boo-boo, he's going to be embarrassed by that.
Yeah.
I was.
Yeah.
Did you talk about it the next morning you woke up?
No.
There you go.
But
it's not at the forefront of your mind at all times. And we're brothers. You right. know what I mean? Like, how brethren. Much less would somebody else think about it that doesn't see me or talk to me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, in that moment, yeah, they're probably going to be like, oh,
that's unfortunate.
That's very unfortunate. But they're not talking about it today. They might today because of the podcast.
Right.
But
remember that?
Right. Remember that? Yeah. Yeah. But they're not going to go home and continue to talk. I'm not going to be the topic of discussion for weeks to
come. That's totally valid. Everything you just said is true. It's yeah. just that, like, that feeling of,
it's less than ideal.
It's like, man, like, for just for me personally, yeah. it's just like, I don't,
I didn't realize we had such here. A, see, and I thought, I didn't know you really got embarrassed like that.
Well, that's the thing, is I don't, like, I typically do not get embarrassed, but when I do, bro, see, I'm not fit to be around. I'm like, I'm going to go to bed. I'm done.
I would rather deal with embarrassment regularly than any other negative emotion.
Nah, fam.
Because my anger, I got that Becky and Nick anger. Like, sadness. I don't want that.
No, you don't want that by no means.
I would rather deal with embarrassment, because regardless of how it makes me feel, everybody else is going to forget about it. Like, in the near future, even people that like the big stuff, like in high school and elementary school and stuff, like they may remember it once, have a short laugh, and then go on about their life. Like, they're not going every day waking up intentionally thinking about, you know, whatever it was that was embarrassing.
Yeah.
You know, like, whereas anger, if I get mad at somebody or somebody gets mad at me, that could be like an ongoing thing. Like, friendships and relationships have ended over somebody getting angry over something, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like, yes, embarrassment is unfortunate, but if embarrassment is the price that I have to pay to not have to deal with any other negative emotion, go for it, you know?
Yeah. I just, you know, and I don't want it to seem like that I'm just talking circles. It's just, it's really, it would be easier for me to talk about it if it happened more frequently.
That's what I was about to say. Just, I feel like because yours are so few and far between that they're probably more intense.
They are. And that, so I wish I could talk about the one I can't talk about, because it was like, I remember it. And
yeah.
And it's not a specific time. It's like, this occurrence can happen, and if it does, wow, that's embarrassing and I don't like it.
Yeah.
And it hasn't happened, but maybe like one or two times. It's not something that I've done, it always involves other people.
So is that something that you would be able to address with that person or those people?
Yeah, I could. I could address it.
Do you think that you ever would?
Yeah. In fact, probably if it ever happens again, I'm probably going to have to.
Rightfully so.
Because I feel so...
Exactly.
I would rather experience the potential discomfort
of that conversation
than the immense embarrassment that comes.
Or the risk of anger and ruining a potential relationship.
Well, and even like this, and this is a much less intense feeling of embarrassment, but it is embarrassing. We've mentioned the hair thing.
Yeah.
My hair is turning gray and turning loose. That's just all there is to it. I will eventually be bald. It's going to happen. It'd be like that. With that being said, I do not get thrilled when people bring attention to it. Like,
right.
Even if it's just to me. Like, recently someone said something to me like, oh, I didn't realize you were going bald. And it's like,
okay. Now what?
Now, what do I say? And what's funny
that's
is...
like when people put, just real quick, that's like when someone's like, you got a haircut.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your eyes work.
Right.
And then that's it.
Right. Well, I mean, it's like, I realize, you know, and I'm over here like, well, in their offense, they don't know how I feel about it. They're just thinking, you know.
Still, why would you say that?
I agree 100%. But
wow, you're really getting fat.
I do find comfort in the fact that their intentions were not, let me cause emotional harm.
It's just the lack of, you know, the forethought.
Like, it's the forethought of, like, maybe it's something he's insecure about. Maybe I shouldn't say anything.
Well, and it's
anything.
Not exactly something that people are confident about. Right. Know? Even, like, me. Like, obviously, like, we had the same genes.
Yes.
Not the same blue genes.
Right. But
due
genetics.
To our difference in size.
Yes.
Right. But our genetics.
Right.
We like, my hair's, you know, not turning gray yet, but it is turning loose as a result. I mean, I'm not thrilled about it. I'm not confident in it. I went ahead and cut all my hair off.
Yeah.
And I've kept it that way.
Yeah.
And probably will continue to keep it that way. And as a result, then that came from the embarrassment of losing my hair.
Yeah.
But I went ahead and just did that. And I'm not saying that that's something that you should do, but I'm saying that, I don't know. I'm just like.
Well, it's just a fact. It's just an observation.
It's not something that I'm confident in. It's like, I was embarrassed about this. Here's what I did to remedy that. Whenever it is pointed out, not a good time.
But to say, I just can't imagine, like, I try to put myself in other people's shoes sometimes. Like, what would I do if I woke up in their shoes, yada, yada. I just can't imagine saying something like that to somebody.
Right. Well, you don't want to pick out somebody's negative quality or, like, a quality that's, like, not usually celebrated.
Yeah.
Or is something that's, like, a decline in something. Like, wow, I see your... really, like, struggling, you know, to pay your bills.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. And the way this was phrased, like, I didn't realize you were going bald. What do I say?
Right.
Like,
thanks, man.
Yeah. But I actually, like, my actual response to this person was, yep, it's turning gray and turning loose. I have the cute response ready, you know? Yeah. And it's like, oh, yeah. And, this, you know, they went on to talk about.
Well, like you said, they didn't have malicious intent, I'm
right.
sure, but it's just like,
I'm positive they didn't, because of who this was, I'm positive they didn't have malicious intent. It's just unfortunate, and it's unfortunate more so, I would even say, on my part, like, on me, because of the way it makes me feel, like, and it's not anything that I lose sleep over, it's just like, man, don't like that feeling, wish I could avoid that.
Well, the only thing that I would be able to say, and to encourage you, is that, like, people knew. Obviously, like, it's not like a secret or anything. It's the embarrassing part was that somebody pointed it out. It wasn't that they knew. It was like, oh, you can see that? It's like, oh, you're bringing it to my attention.
Right.
Because we all got eyes. We all can see. Everybody knows. So if you can just get past that moment, I'm not belittling or like not, I'm not, I can't think of the word.
Delegitimizing?
Yeah. I'm not making your grievance illegitimate.
Right.
But just to encourage you or anybody else that gets embarrassed about something that they can't control, like, everybody already knows. Like me getting embarrassed about somebody pointing out my weight, like, whenever I, like, had more of an issue with it. Did I think it was a secret?
Yeah. Right.
Like all of a sudden, now that they pointed it out, now you can see me.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like once I got past that and was like, okay, they're just bringing it for some reason. They're just bringing attention to it. Like, like I didn't already know and everybody in this room didn't already know. Once I got past that, I was good, dude.
The frustrating part is remembering when you weren't embarrassed about it and realizing that you are because someone took the time to show you the flaw.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Jeez.
Someone took the time to like really like, dude, you need to look like you're going bald. Like you're losing your hair. Like here's a picture, you know?
Thanks, my guy.
Yeah. It's like.
Much appreciated.
Well, since then, okay, well, like to you, that was like a cute little moment where you get to get your laugh and move on. But to me, it's like when I bow my head in prayer in church, I think about the fact that, wow, bald spot is super exposed right now.
Yeah.
Better lift my head up to where my help come from rather than rather than bow down, you know? And, but honestly, it is like, not to be dramatic, but it is something that frequently comes to mind. Like, wow, at this particular moment, bald spot is super exposed. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just what I think of sometimes. And anyway.
Well, everybody else got the head down, friend.
Yeah, but some people don't.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. And again, it's just one of those things. But
yeah.
it was just something that I thought about at work the other day. Like, I guess to sum all of that up, what a horrible emotion. What a terrible time.
So glad that we could process that.
Embarrassment. Like, what a terrible thing.
Well, not to just end on a negative note, but like we mentioned before, we don't want to go around in circles, but if you are feeling embarrassed about something, think to yourself, is it something that you can control?
Yeah.
Is it something that was a secret before? If not, you know, it's going to be okay.
And Tyler, I would like for you and I to do something on behalf of the person who has been embarrassed.
Okay.
I would like for you and I to speak directly to them and also to the person who has embarrassed them.
Boo.
And offer a message of encouragement like so. Hello there. I see that you've taken the time to make this other person showing you this recording feel embarrassed. I would like to inform you that they are actually great.
Very true.
And
they're the best assistants.
You would be hard pressed to find someone as great as them.
That flaw that you pointed out.
We would like to point out your flaw, sir or madam, which is you're not very nice. And we would ask you to reconsider your ways.
Retract your statement.
You should be nice to this person. And you should be nice to yourself. I'm sure that you have the potential to be lovely. You can be loved. Just reevaluate. Maybe go for a walk, not a hike.
Right.
Maybe go for a little walk, reevaluate, and then come back to this individual with an apology and perhaps a nice Coke.
Ooh, a Diet Coke?
Yes, indeed. And then present them with said Diet Coke and become friends, eat, drink, and be merry. Please do not marry this person.
What?
Unless you want to.
I guess. Wow, that was for you, listener.
Yeah, that was for you.
Been embarrassed or being the embarrasser.
Do better.
Know? Right, do that. This week on Drop the Bop.
I did that. Sorry.
No, you're good. It was a nice nostalgic feeling.
I like those.
Same.
Too bad we can't talk about it.
Maybe we'll talk about it one day.
Maybe.
I am recommending on this week on Drop the Bop, Fearless by Adam Rainey.
Wow, I love this song.
Really?
Yes.
For real?
Dude.
Nice.
I downloaded it.
It is on the Heart Anthem album, and it is recorded live at Dream City Church. It just came out like
Tuesday.
Just very, very, very recently. But the dude's voice is great. It is a bop. If I've ever heard a bop, man, it gets you hyped.
It's really, really good.
It's very, very good. Very guitar heavy. And the vocals are very, very impressive. I strongly recommend it. Go check that out. That is going to be on our Instagram stories, on our highlight for Apple Music and Spotify.
We highly recommend that you check it out.
Yeah.
Brother. I've had a great time today. I've not been embarrassed.
Same.
I appreciate you for not embarrassing me.
I try.
I also appreciate you for not taking me on a hike.
Nah, I learned my lesson.
Okay, good. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It is a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, subscribe. Head over to Instagram and Twitter where you can follow us at That Table Pod. Recommend this podcast to your friends and your family. And please, leave us a little review on Apple Podcasts. That would be most helpful. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the description where you'll find a short list provided for your convenience. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time,
be blessed.